to explore the John Birch Society, looking at who they are, what they do, what they stand for. And here to help us is Caleb Collier. He is the Western Regional Director for JBS, and he's going to help sort it all out. If you have questions, you're welcome in on our open air line. It's 1-800-265-8255. I know that number. So come on, everybody, get comfortable, stay with us, and we'll be right back.
We established Roots here over 80 years ago. We believe in hard work, sustainable growth, and the power of community. We've stood firm with you in the face of adversity. That's why we don't use gimmicks to get you to become a member. We show up every day ready to earn your trust. We're proud to be your credit union. You keep life moving and our communities united. Stronger together, we are P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938.
Every Idahoan age 12 and older is eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine is free. The vaccine has been rigorously tested. The COVID vaccine is safe and it works. And over 500,000 Idahoans have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine because they know it's the best shot we have to stop the spread of COVID. Now you can get the vaccine anytime. Walk into a local pharmacy or get an appointment at covidvaccine.idaho.gov.
Now is the time to gear up and get those spring projects together. Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you. Spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all of your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive prices, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website, tntbeams.com.
Did you know that each day most people in America listen to the radio? It's true. Radio reaches nearly 90% of all Americans each week. More than TV, tablets, smartphones, social media, or the internet. Radio reaches more adults, teens, and millennials. If you're a business owner or in charge of marketing and are interested in having us help grow your business or add to your staff, click the contact tab at our website at northidahoradio.com.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, everyone, welcome in. Our guest today is Caleb Collier. He is the Western Regional Director for the John Birch Society. Caleb, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, where I'd like to start is for you to introduce yourself to the audience, a little bit about your background and the various hats that you wear. You've got several.
Yes, I certainly juggle professionally. As a way of introduction, I was actually born in California, but don't hold that against me. I'm self-loathing. I was actually born in a hippie commune. I was born at home in a hippie commune. And so I always tell everyone that my act of rebellion was becoming a conservative Christian. Don't worry about my parents, though. They're out of that, and they're actually both Birchers. So we're doing all right. Moved up here in to Spokane specifically in 1993. I went to high school here. And then right after high school, I went into the Marine Corps. And joined, you know, thinking I might travel the world, see some cool places. No, I get stationed in California. so, hey, here we go. I've been here before. Served from 98 to 02, actually got out 4 months after September 11th. Mm. I was a little bit surprised that I wasn't stop-loss there, but God apparently had other plans for me.
Indeed.
Moved back to Spokane and worked as an EMT for a number of years at the local ambulance company. Started to get involved in politics. Quickly found myself actually as a city councilman for the city of Spokane Valley, where I knew that I had been called. I knew that God had called me into politics. And I truly believe that that politics is something that Christians need to engage themselves in. And in fact, far too little Christians actually do. It's a ministry field. It's a mission field. Mm-hmm. And so I had this calling on my life, and then I lost my election attempt. It was kind of one of those moments where it's, God, I know you called me this direction. What's going on? Why did I lose? Well, God did indeed call me into politics. It just wasn't where I thought he had called me. Within a matter of weeks after losing my election, I was asked to start a radio show, which I think we're on our fourth year, or coming up on our fourth year, with my best friend. It's a show called Church and State, where we have a politician and a pastor, and we're discussing all sorts of different issues. It's now actually nationally syndicated, so I'm really enjoying that.
You're the politician. You could be the pastor, too. But
he's a little bit better than I am on that one, for sure. He teases me and says that the Constitution is my love language, which may be true. I don't know. But then, yeah, after that, I was found by JBS, and within 4 months of becoming a member, they actually asked me to come to work for them as a coordinator. Started that and quickly rose to the ranks. I'm now the regional field director for the entire West Coast. I cover 11 Western states. Been promoted a few times. And in this, actually, I've only worked for them for a little over 2 years. We've actually increased our membership here in this region by over 500%.
You know, really, it's remarkable. I don't know if how many in the audience realize the growth for the John Birch Society in our area. Both in Boundary County and Bonner County, our listeners, it's happening here. What do you attribute that kind of remarkable growth to?
You know, this area is special. There are a lot of really just good, red-blooded, patriotic Americans in this region. It's almost as if they've been moving here intentionally, right? Mm-hmm. So it certainly has a part of that. But, you know, the other thing that really makes the John Birch Society unique is for how long we've been in this game. You know, we started as an organization in 1958, and every single thing that we said was going to happen has happened. And so it's hard to throw stones at an organization who has said, yeah, we've been fighting Agenda 21 since 1992. How long have you been at it? Mm-hmm. Right? So I think that has definitely increased interest in the John Birch Society and membership as well. You know, I mean, the other thing as well is I've been really putting in a lot of work, and my wife can attest to this.
You've been putting in a lot of traveling is what I think. You do a lot of traveling.
I do, yes. I crisscross all over Idaho, Washington, Montana, going everywhere that is required because there's a mission here. And you've got to get off the couch and get involved. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just, sorry. I did. I took a breath. I had a thought. Thank you. You know, a question came up earlier on the air about conspiracy theory, and you mentioned Agenda 21. I know I've got people out there listening going, oh, Agenda 21, that's a conspiracy theory. What's the deal with that? Well, explain what is Agenda 21 and how is it that it's actually true?
Yeah, so Agenda 21, as I said, we caught wind of it in 1992. It's a United Nations agenda. They now call it Agenda 2030. Initially, it was supposed to be Agenda 21 because they wanted to implement it in 2021. Well, through groups like the John Birch Society, we've been able to push back against that. So they now call it Agenda 2030. Joe Biden calls it Build Back Better. Have you heard that one before?
Yes.
Yes. And then the World Economic Forum as well is really pushing this. Also, and they're calling it the Great Reset. So it's this idea of taking away the individual's ownership of private property. It's an attack on the rural zone because we're so much easier to control in an urbanized environment. And you can see this. I mean, you can call us conspiracy theorists all you want, but in reality, all it does is make you look foolish. Yeah. When I'm looking at so-called conspiracy theory about pushing us into an urbanized environment, well, why are they attacking private property rights so much? Why are they attacking water rights so much? Why are they reintroducing predatory animals like wolves in the rural environment, right? I'm looking at this push, especially, you know, when I'm seeing it on HGTV, right, which sounds crazy, but this idea of living in these micro apartments, mm-hmm. you know, 400 square foot apartment. I've got 5 kids. I don't want to live in a 400 square foot apartment with 5 kids.
They don't want you to have 5 kids.
They don't want us to have that many kids either. Yes, right. Exactly. When you've got Bill Gates talking about the fact that through vaccines and through really what it is abortion, that we can reduce the amount of the population. I thought vaccines were supposed to save lives. What is Bill Gates talking about here?
Yeah. You know, in talking about Agenda 2021 and now 2030, I had a guest on a couple of weeks ago who was an immigrant from, came with her parents after she graduated from college from Venezuela. And everything, several of the things that you just mentioned is exactly the playbook that went on through Hugo Chavez and now Maduro in Venezuela, where they want to make the rural population, they want to take away guns, they want to take away private property, they want to be the supplier of what you need, of what they decide that you need. And so we can see it. It's already played out in several countries, and we do see it, I believe, in America. So how can it be a conspiracy theory when we actually see it happening? I know there are people that still don't believe it. Why don't people believe it when they can see the evidence in there before their eyes?
Well, it's that ostrich factor, right? It's so very easy to bury your head in the sand. And, you know, this is something that goes back ages. You know, the Romans were quick to figure out that all they had to do was offer the population bread and circus, and they would be controlled by that. And look around. Look at what we have currently with the technology, right, where we can watch our favorite celebrities. You can watch the Kardashians and immerse yourself in their lives, which is utterly ridiculous. You can, you know, through the social programs, you're being fed. The government is paying people to stay at home currently. Everywhere I go, and I'm, as you pointed out, I'm traveling a lot. I'm seeing signs everywhere, hiring, looking mm-hmm. for workers. They cannot find workers anymore because they're just being paid to sit at home. So, yeah, they found a way to control us. But I firmly believe that every American has a little bit of pirate in them, right? Mm-hmm. We don't like being told what to do. And so their plans have been successful in nations that have had a lot of turmoil. But in the United States, there are enough of us that want to be able to do what we want to do within the boundaries
within
of the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
exactly, but who want to be self-sustainable, right? They want to have a little bit of property where they can shoot their guns off if they want to, mm-hmm. Farm their animals, do whatever they would like on that. And so I think what we need more than anything else right now is for those group of people, those conservatives or Americanists, if you will, we need to band together because the left is banding together. The left has done this for years. Whereas conservatives, I always tell them, they're like herding cats, trying to get them to work together.
I know.
Well, the attacks are occurring right now. Open your eyes and get in the fight.
Yeah. You know, Democrats, it's true. Democrats, you know, speak with one voice, it seems, somehow. And we're always shooting at each other in the more conservative areas, some. One of the things that I want to help the audience understand is some of the things that the John Birch Society stands for, some of the things that if a person becomes a member, they're going to be supporting this. And the first thing I've got on my list is that you promote Americanism, not globalism. So give us some definitions. What does that mean in practical terms?
Absolutely. Americanism, right? What made America great? What made America great was what government was limited in doing. If you read through the Bill of Rights, the first 10 there, it reads much like the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not, and it's all directed at government.
Right.
All right, government is restricted from doing this. Government can't infringe upon this. All right, you can't take away from your guns. Illegal search and seizure. These are all directed at the government. That's what made America great. Now, this is unique when you look at the rest of the globe. And when we're talking about globalism, it is a concentrated group of elitists who believe that they can govern your life better than you can. And their end goal is a new world order, and they're very open about this. There's another conspiracy theory, if you will, right? The new world order. Well, why do we have all the way going back to Bush Sr. talking about a new world order, right? That new world order is a socialist utopia. It's designed off of the Chinese model. That's what they want. Now, if you'd like to grow up or live or pass this on to your children, the communist Chinese model, by all means, sit on your hands or join the enemy. But if you believe that America is something special and you don't want the government telling you how to live your life, it's time to join with us.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I heard is that Americanism, one of the strong tenets here in America and for American people, is that because of our Constitution, we the people limit what government can do. Globalism, on the other hand, wants to limit what we can do. They want to limit our guns. They want to limit our speech. I mean, we're already seeing people who are being chased off of college campuses because they have a different point of view. I was stunned, and that's been going on for years, but I remember the first time, and I thought, how could that be? They don't even want to listen, or don't come to the party. You know, don't come to the conference if you don't want to listen to this guy speak. So it's just the exact opposite, where government wants to control us all the way instead of the other way around, which was the genius of our founders. Yeah.
The so-called tolerant left, right?
Yeah.
Where they will listen to any viewpoint as long as it's not a conservative Christian's view.
Right.
That's the current environment that we're dealing with, and it's flipped on its head. And yet if you go back in history and you look at the number one killer of humanity is big government. Every single time. And the examples are legion. You know, go to Russia. You brought up Venezuela, right? Go to China. Look at what the Great Leap Forward did under Mao Zedong.
You know, I was just looking at, what is this? Like a flyer, a brochure that I picked up that's printed by JBS. And it talked about the first 100 years of communism is responsible for 100 million deaths. And, you know, I suppose there are people say, oh, well, you know, where do you get? Well, you can get these numbers. These are not made up numbers. All of these deaths, China, 65 million, Russia, 20 million. Of course, that was mostly under Stalin. Mm-hmm. But it just goes on. And yet our young people, Caleb, don't seem to be seeing that. They just see socialism as this unicorn rainbow kind of a thing going on, and they don't see the darkness and the evil that stands behind that called communism.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The public indoctrination systems, otherwise known as public education, has done a wonderful job of fooling our children, brainwashing them into believing that communism is a solution. And in reality, as you just pointed out, communism only leads to death.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with conservatives in general is we deal in facts and data, whereas the left hits them on the emotional level.
Yes.
This is something that we desperately need to move away from. There's a book that I highly recommend to every single person. It's called Confrontational Politics. I read this a number of years ago, and it changed me in so much of a better way in how I wanted to deal with politics. And when you hear me talking, you can tell that I'm passionate about this subject. That's what we need to convey to the youth. When I was a city councilman, I was invited to a mock debate. And I walked in there, and this debate had been put on by the opposition. So I knew I was walking into hostile territory. I knew that the teachers had, the vast majority of them, I don't think it's fair to say all of them, but the vast majority of them have also been indoctrinated. So they're going to be teaching ideas that go against what I truly believe in. And I also knew that the kids in general were kind of apathetic towards politics. Well, when it was my turn to speak, I took the microphone and I introduced myself and I asked them one question. I said, how many of you like being told what to do? And not a hand went up. Surprise, surprise. From there, I used that as a base to point that this was my political ideology. That if you don't like your parents telling you what to do, how much more are you going to despise a big overreaching government telling you what to do?
Yeah.
So I spoke into their teenage angst, and this is something that we have to do. If you like being free, and everyone intrinsically loves being free, you go to the movies and what's popular? Braveheart, Matrix, right? These are movies where you have this hero that's standing up against an oppressive being or government or whatever it is. Everyone desires to be free because God made us that way.
You know, it's interesting. None of us want to be, I think you used the word, an overarching, government telling us what to do. Well, how about an overarching government someplace over in Belgium telling us what to do, where we don't even really have a vote? We just have representatives that go to Europe. And that's globalism. That's the world government. It's not... Even if our elections are a little bit weird now, I don't know if we can trust them, but at least they're in America. At least the ballot boxes are still in Pennsylvania and New York and Michigan. And God bless Idaho.
Yeah. Amen to that. I will agree with that. But yeah, I mean, we literally went to war with England because we didn't have that representation, right? Because the government was way across the ocean.
Yeah.
And this is something that we're going to engage in willingly as Americans, that we're going to just pass this off to some foreign body, the United Nations? I don't think so. Not if it's up to me, not if it's up to the people that I represent, the people that I speak to every single day.
Yeah. Well, we're up against a break. We're going to take it right now. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
If you've been wanting to try some new food options, Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria in downtown Bonner's Ferry is the place to go. Located across from the post office, Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria serves the national dish of El Salvador, pupusas. Pupusas are gluten-free, corn flour stuffed with a mix of pork, cheese, beans, and spinach. Elba is also making chicken and pork tamales. Jay serves a great American menu, along with his latest garlic goat cheese lamb burgers. Visit Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria today.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer? Maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They're now a mobile oil dealer. Plus, they offer the latest in mud flap hangers and a new line of Optronics lighting. Call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC, Certified Master Mechanics, can help keep your equipment on the road all year long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking with Caleb Collier. He's the Western Regional Director for the John Birch Society. And we're exploring to, you know, get the facts and the truth about what is the John Birch Society all about. Instead of having some kind of a mystic, you know, you can't really say, you know, negative thinking, if that's what you are thinking, we're going to help you understand whether you agree or not with what the John Birch Society stands for. If you want to follow up on any of this information or get in touch with Caleb or any of the other people with JBS, go to jbs.org. It's easy to find and easy to get a lot more detail than we're going to get to today. Well, one of the things, Caleb, that we've talked about is the attitude that free people have toward government versus the way globalism want to have. The question was asked, why is it that our young people are buying into this in such great numbers?
Yeah, it's truly that indoctrination factor there. That's what we are experiencing. The left is really, really good at playing the long game. And they've been at this, you know, if you really want to look into the history of Horace Mann and Dewey, these individuals who really took the Prussian method of indoctrination for their youth and applied it to our public education system, you can see why over the years, you know, it's basically incremental movements. That's how they've been able to push the ball.
Right.
You know, the frog in the boiling water analogy that everybody is so familiar with.
Incremental and never stop pushing.
Yes.
We get A, go for B. Get
yes.
B, go for C. Wasn't it Reagan, I'm probably going to mess this quote up, who said, we're one generation away from tyranny?
Yes.
Something
yeah,
like
that was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Yes. And he was right. You know, it's through that leftist model that they've been able to push the youth to where now, we were just talking off air, California is now teaching kindergartners that pedophilia is a sexual orientation.
Yeah.
Well, when, expand that. Look down the road a little bit. When these individuals, these kids, grow up and they start running the world,
mm-hmm.
most individuals that have gone through the public indoctrination system are going to believe that. And anyone who cries foul at this is going to be they're going to be engaging in hate speech, and they must be dealt with, right? We can't have individuals that are engaging in stuff like that. That is harming individuals who simply have a sexual orientation.
Yeah. You know, it's strange to me for some of the outrageous things that are being taught. And there have been stories in New York City and California and different places. I know some parents protest, but where are the parents? They must agree with this. A great majority of them must be on board with this kind of thinking. Or they're too embarrassed to disagree.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that. I think there's a lot of the emperor has no clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where there are a few people that are, you know, crying foul at this, that are trying to expose it, but we're suppressed. A great example of this, I challenge actually the audience. Go onto YouTube after this show and look up Robert Welch, W-E-L-C-H. And I'm not going to spoil the fun here, but you're going to be absolutely blown away by what comes up. So yeah, the truth is being suppressed. And look at Facebook, look at social media. They are suppressing all of that. So the parents, in typical fashion, you know, most people, they don't want to be the one up front, right? They don't want to be the one that's taking the shots, getting the arrows fired at them. Now, for me, I don't mind that. In fact, I actually encourage it. Take shots at me. All right. That means you're talking about me. That means I'm being successful. But the vast majority of people, they don't necessarily want to do that. All right. They'll engage, but they want to kind of be in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So most parents aren't willing to say something for fear of getting attacked. And the left has used this, once again, to push their agenda.
Yeah. People can be easily intimidated when they're said being called a racist or a bigot. You know, these are just all buzzwords to shut somebody up, because most people don't want to be called those bad words, and most people are really probably not even listening. They're out doing their job, buying their groceries, going to the soccer game.
It's a Saul Alinsky tactic is what it is. You know, if you call somebody a racist, if you're engaging in a debate with them and suddenly you don't like the direction the debate is going and you just simply say, well, you're a racist, well, it immediately puts somebody back on their heels and they start trying to defend that.
Exactly.
I'm not a racist, and here's why. The reality is this: if somebody calls you that, they're losing the debate. and it's time for you to strike. It's time for you to be aggressive. So you just simply dodge that because it's ridiculous anyway, right. And you continue on with the subject at hand.
You know, that is, I just, you know, you could say that again, that if somebody calls you a racist or a bigot, the best defense is to ignore it and just push on with what your agenda is. It's not easy to do. It takes somebody like you to do it well, but it is true. All right, we talked before about how government is in a free society like our Constitution, the wisdom of our founders. We the people limit government. And the other idea, globalism, is government wants to limit us, our speech, our guns, our freedoms, where we live and what we do. And one of the tenets of the John Birch Society is that these rights that we have as people, as human beings, comes from God. Explain to our audience why that's such a critical concept.
It's vital. I mean, if there's anything that you take away from this radio interview, it's that our rights are God-given. And when you understand that, you understand that no man, no government entity can ever take those rights away from you. Now, Thomas Jefferson wrote about this in the Declaration of Independence. He called life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Now, within pursuit of happiness is property, and you have to understand that fully to really get the takeaway from the Declaration here. But there's also a hierarchy to that order, right? So life comes first because I can't violate your natural right to life in my pursuit of liberty or my pursuit of happiness here, all right? So when we look at that and you compare it to the globalist model, when you compare it to the United Nations Charter, which states that rights come from government, you can quickly see that the two cannot, to use a term from the left, coexist.
You know, there is a biblical prediction, prophecy about apostasy in the last days, that people are going to fall away from the belief of God. So one of the things that I've been thinking, Caleb, and I'm interested in what you think, is that if we say to people, you know, your rights are God-given and government cannot get in the way of what God has given you. Well, if you're an atheist, you don't believe in God, or you've fallen away from God, or you've gotten disappointed, that really doesn't mean very much. They just can't really identify with that. And I think that's something that is happening in our current environment.
I would agree. They've done polls and they've shown that Americans through the generations are moving further and further away from God. But you can call these things natural rights as well. Mm-hmm. And that would suffice when dealing with an atheist here, because that means that nature has these rights. Right, that is, these rights are natural to
You're
the
born
individual
with
human
these
being.
Rights.
Exactly.
It's not because you get it from government.
Yeah. Now, I would consider somebody that doesn't believe in God to be rather foolish, but whatever it takes to get people on this track, on the right track of what made America great, and it's this preserving of natural rights. It's the idea that you cannot violate natural law without severe repercussions. And this is another one of my favorite subjects is natural law. And look at how often, especially the left, the rabid left in particular, is attempting to violate natural law. Mm-hmm. It's every time you turn around, there's a violation of natural law.
Oh, abortion.
Yes, abortion, gender or sex specifically.
Anti-marriage.
Right, yes, exactly.
Male and female, let's get another 25 genders.
When you're looking at that, it's a great subject. There are only two sexes. We know this. Biologically speaking, there are only two sexes. It depends on your chromosomes, right? And yet, under the left, they've lost count. They're saying that there's innumerable sexes, genders.
A couple of months ago, I was reading about some like 52 genders. And I was going to Google it and start looking things up. And I thought, you know what? I just really don't want to know what the other 50 are, because they are lies.
That's exactly what they're pretend. They're makeup. Yeah, they're made up. Why investigate something that's really not going to contribute to your own excellence or intelligence, right?
You know, one of the things we've kind of been talking about, how, you know, we have these natural rights. They're God-given, these natural rights. And we are, as people, free people, we limit our government. We control the government. and globalism wants to control us. Our rights come from God. There is a phrasing that you have in your literature that I really like. It says, you know, well, then why do we even have governments? Because governments are instituted also by God. And this is, I love this, and if I'll read it when we come back from our break, you can comment. It says, governments are instituted to secure, to keep, to protect God-given rights by limiting their own power. I think that's such a powerful thought. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from this break.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in Bull Trout Education and click on the online Bull Trout ID test. Please help bull trout recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
And let's throw it over to meteorologist Glenn Blisley for a check on our weekend forecast, Glenn.
You betcha, Yvonne. Lovely sunshine, summer weather heading in. You and Ted planning to hit the links, eh?
Ted and I are 1 year separated, Glenn. I think you know that.
Check in our weekend Doppler fancy forecast map with temperatures heading in the low $100,000 prize.
Glenn?
Sorry. Ever since I got this Beat the Heat scratch game from the Idaho Lottery with massive cash prizes linked to hot temps, it's difficult to concentrate.
We're still live.
And get ready for the smell of barbecue and fresh-cut grass with highs in the $10,000 weekly drawings. Smell the green, mama!
Just point, Glenn. Just point at the sunny pictures.
Next week, be on the lookout for insane degrees of riches super hot!
Better yet, let's go to Alex with our sports wrap-up. Sports! Are we sporting?
Play Beat the Heat, the scratch game. Win 100 grand, plus the hotter the temperature, the bigger the prizes with hot weekly cash giveaways. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Play wise.
Okay, I get it with the ukulele, but the coconut bra, that's rather disturbing.
In the Northwest, it's Lou. Lou Al from Auto Credit Sales. Just kidding, it's Neil. But I need a vacation, and I bet you do too. But I can't take a break until I stock my lot. So this month, I'll pay way more for your old ride and get way more than it's worth when you hit the road in a nicer, newer car. Trip delayed by past credit mishaps? Don't worry. We've mapped out the road to more approvals.
And your outfit is not approved for my studio.
We all need a little R&R, so send your old ride packing. But hurry. This deal's done when we help 88 people hit the road in a nicer, newer car or by the end of the month, whichever comes first. I'm Neil, ready to go on vacation because I'm your dealer for the people. See all the cars at autocreditsales.com. That's autocreditsales.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends June 30th, 2021, and your boss is gonna love this.
According to recent statistics, more people are listening to the radio than ever before. Radio reaches nearly 90% of every age demographic. And these days, with extended listening hours, we're bound to reach your target demo. Let radio reach your customers or help you find new crew members. Let us know how North Idaho's radio can help. Click the contact tab at our website, northidahoradio.com. Keep up to date on everything we're doing at northidahoradio.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking with the John Birch Society today, their representative, Caleb Collier. I hope you're enjoying the program. Lots of good information here. If you want to follow up on this, you want to get more information, jbs.org is where you can go to get more information. Well, before we took the break, I had said I love the idea that, governments are important. We need government. Government is also instituted by God. But it says governments are instituted to secure our God-given rights by limiting their government power. They need to also, our representatives in Boise and Washington and city council need to have their head around limiting themselves also, right?
Absolutely. You were quoting the Declaration of Independence. So once again, going to Thomas Jefferson, you know, he talks about the fact that these truths are self-evident, that we have these rights, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. But he also points out that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, and they're deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. We the people, we're the ones who give them power, and our representatives need to be reminded constantly that they represent us. And we have to stop simply voting for somebody just because they have an R or a D behind their name.
Yes.
We actually have to look for character, for principle. That's what we need to be demanding of our politicians, because we've given them this free pass and they are just stomping all over our rights.
You know, I want them to hear my elected officials talk about their self-limiting themselves, understanding the concept that government needs to be self-limiting, that it shouldn't be us always hounding them to not trample on our rights and what is God-given to us, but that they be self-limiting, though.
Well, and you know, Thomas Jefferson addressed that, because he also states in the Declaration that when any form of government actually becomes destructive of liberty, then it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it.
It's our responsibility to take care of it. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, I've mentioned before that you know, there's a lot of, and from the history, you know, bad words, bad opinions,
negative press, yeah.
You know, smearing of the John Birch Society. How do you respond to that?
Yeah.
Your organization?
It's a good question, right? And in fact, if you were to go to Wikipedia and look up the John Birch Society, you would find that we are a radical, racist, far-right, anti-Semitic organization.
Well, Wikipedia.
Yeah, exactly. There's a reason why college professors don't allow students to use Wikipedia in their sources, right? But a lot of people will just simply go there. They'll Google the John Birch Society, and they'll read that, and they'll, oh, it must be true, right? It's on the internet. Oh, okay. If you believe that, then I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you, right? To quote George Strait on you.
Yeah.
John Birch Society started in 1958. By 1961, we'd actually been so successful in combating communism that we intercepted a direct communication from Moscow, Russia, to a publication in San Francisco, California. And they ordered them to attack us, calling us far-right, anti-Semitic, and racist. Well, they wrote this article. It was called Enter Stage Right, the John Birch Society. The national media picked it up, and they ran with it. So that's where the attack comes from. We actually had Robert Welch, the founder of the John Birch Society, actually asked the state of California to examine all of the evidence against us. And they published something. It's called the California Report. You can look this up. It's a matter of public record. Well, in this California report, the State Senate Fact-Finding Committee on Un-American Activities actually completely exonerated the John Birch Society. So there's no weight to this. And in fact, we have members from all races, different religions. It really doesn't matter. If you truly believe in liberty, you can be a part of the John Birch Society. You know, one of the other attacks that's thrown at us is we oppose the civil rights movement. No, that's not true at all. The reality is, we pointed out that there were Marxist elements that had infiltrated the civil rights movement and had their own nefarious agenda behind it. Sounds like Black Lives Matter today, doesn't it?
I was just going to say that. That's exactly Black Lives Matter.
Exactly, yes. And we also pointed out that this was a state's rights issue. And state's rights are so fundamental for Americans to understand and to be able to use in the practice of nullification.
Why are states' rights so important?
Yes. So I have a favorite amendment. I know that kind of makes me a nerd, but I'm okay with it. My favorite amendment is actually the Ninth Amendment. Now, the Ninth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment actually go hand in hand. But when you read through the Ninth Amendment, it's talking about enumerated rights. So basically, there is a whole slew of other rights that exist that are not laid forth in the preceding eight amendments with the original Bill of Rights that the people retain. Things like movement, travel, whatever it is. When somebody says, well, you don't have a right to do that, the Ninth Amendment is basically a gigantic trump card. Boom. Yeah, I do. Right there.
Yeah.
And then the Tenth Amendment goes into states' rights and individual rights. And so the reason why a state or an individual's rights is so important in pushing back against a bloated federal bureaucracy is because if the federal government violates our natural rights, we can push back against it. And you're seeing this in Oklahoma, in Idaho, in Montana, you know, currently in Idaho. The governor actually banned critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the federal level, that's supposed to be being taught. But the state said, no, we have the right to say not in this state,
yeah.
Right? When the government comes after our firearms, a state or a county or a city or a sheriff can say, not here. Mm-hmm. It's actually a book called The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate, which we highly recommend. We sell it at jbs.org. It actually goes through this and explains it to where you understand why politics at the local level is so vital to securing our liberty.
You know, it's important for people and for me, all of us, to understand that this idea that just because it isn't specifically enumerated, it's like saying anything that we haven't already identified is what the government can do or what they have to allow us to do, it's ours.
Absolutely.
It's mine. Just because we didn't, enumerate it, it belongs to the people.
Yeah, the Ninth Amendment was actually...
And that's huge.
It is. Yeah, the Ninth Amendment was actually a compromise between James Madison and the Federalists versus Patrick Henry and George Mason and the Anti-Federalists, because the Anti-Federalists were concerned with just that. That if we make this list, everything that's not on the list, government will say, well, we can do that then.
Exactly.
And the Ninth Amendment was that solution.
Yeah, said, no. If it's not on the list, government can't do it.
No.
It's not theirs. It belongs to the people. Okay, so JBS is pro-life.
Absolutely. We've been actually pro-life since 1970, which is interesting because when was Roe v. Wade?
I don't know,
1973. So we came out 3 years before abortion was legalized at the federal level and said we were pro-life.
JBS is pro-gun and gun safety and gun training.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big responsibility, but we have that natural right to self-defense, and no government can take that away.
Is it fair to say that JBS is a Christian organization, or you are pro-Christian?
Well, it's in our motto, right? Less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world.
Yes.
We're not going to be successful in this endeavor without God's help. That's the reality of it.
Yeah.
We have a lot of different people of faith that become members of the John Birch Society. Now, in my travels, what I've seen, there are three denominations specifically that seem to really join the society and get involved in this, and that's Protestants, Catholics, and Mormons.
Yes. Yeah. And, well, conservative, we've already talked about that clearly JBS is a conservative. And it really hurts my heart, and I'm just going to say this, when people start talking about far right and extreme right, I mean, there's nothing extreme here at all.
No, and in fact, that's another lie of the left. And you really have to define your terms, and that's something the left hasn't done here in throwing out calling us far right or Nazis or fascists.
Yeah.
When you really look at far-right ideology, well, the furthest right you can go politically is to have zero government.
Yeah.
Well, that's anarchy.
Anarchy.
And we're by no means anarchists.
Exactly.
Well, the total government side of things is communism, right? But when you look at the leftist models, it's socialism, Nazism, fascism. Those are all far-left ideologies.
You know what, Caleb? I'm just going to have you back because I didn't get to everything I've got on my list, and I know you've got a longer list than I've got. Thank you so much for being with us, taking the time to be here and talking to our audience.
It is my pleasure to be here. Please go to jbs.org, become a member, and always remember the Tree of Liberty is most likely a birch.
Yeah. Amen. All right. Well, you know what? I'll be back next week with another visit, this time with the library and the director, Ann Nichols. No masks are required, unlike the last time we met and had that big discussion before the election. So come on back next week right here on Tuesday and catch up with what's happening. Until then, this is Barbara Carpenter saying take care and be blessed.